Brothers and sisters, we have heard once again the commission. The Great Commission of our Lord. And we've heard it on the lips of our sister Betty. A great commission that, well, sometimes has us dumbfounded because it seems too big or seems too formal. You know, perhaps it's that Trinitarian format, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And though we may not be Catholic at that moment, we may be led to cross ourselves with its formality. And yet, it is something so very simple. Welcoming in and sharing what we know, what that teaching is, teaching to obey, obedience being listening, audience, that word that is similar to obedience, listening and following as best as we are able, empowered by the Spirit. Simple. The lessons we learn in life are often, at their core, very simple. You know the lessons that we have learned, the ones we learned early on from our earthly parents. Today is a day of honoring those who are still living, as well as remembering and honoring those who have gone before us, especially our fathers. Fathering, yes, simple, but it's not easy. This week on the Today Show, I was watching, and perhaps you did also, where they were lifting up a new book that was talking about the value of roughhousing. Did anybody catch that? Fatherly roughhousing and how important that is to children. And I was going, yes, finally. That's a good thing to be able to roughhouse, because roughhousing with your father is how children learn limits. It's how children learn to be bold, how they take risks, you know, to be tossed up in the air. How many fathers love doing that? Oh, come on. Did you, any of you? Yes. Love tossing up in the air. How many as kids love to be tossed up in the air? Yeah. Yes, you like that. Okay. But that was a teaching that came with it. But you know, a lot of life's lessons are not learned in a formal way, especially the ones that come from parents. Some of us gathered here last night and watched a movie about Ben Carson. And in that particular movie, the remembered learnings of Ben as portrayed in the movie had very little to do with, you know, the formal reading. Yes, that was important. That's how he learned things. But something that came back over and over and over again in that movie, those of you who saw it, do you remember that? It was the mother saying to him, "It's all up here. What you need is up here. You're no dummy." That was, you know, she didn't have to repeat that later on in life, but you've got it up here in this miracle that is your brain. Do you remember seeing that? Those of you who were here last night. Now, I know that was a mother in that thing, but it was a single parent family. So she needed to do mothering and fathering in that. And I think highly of those who, because of circumstances, have to step in and do both the mothering and the fathering in a family life. And how that seems at times so impossible. Just like this task that is being a father. There are days, you know, I think this is probably one of the most important tasks that I have had in my life. And there are days when I feel like I have utterly failed. Any of you other fathers feel that same way at times? The task seems so huge. except for the Lord. The formula is, and whether we have this entry with infants, as in some churches, or with adults, as in our church, or whether this is done with water poured or sprinkled or just kind of immersed or fully dunked, not once, not twice, but three times, the formula was the same. Baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And with that, that enters us into that huge area, you know, the theology of the Trinity, which basically boils down to a mystery, something that is so much bigger than we are. I mean, just like those of us who have been in the shoes of Father and realize how huge the task is and how impossible it may be to fully step into it and fulfill it. We are a part of something much, much bigger. Yes, we, and this is the challenging part for me as a believer, to think about how my children learn about God by watching me. And I don't know if that fills you with a sense of humility, but it does me. But even with that, God is bigger than me and my failings. God is so much broader than anything that I, that you, that we together can do. We are undergirded by God through all of our actions. Yes, it is an awesome responsibility to bring children into this world. It is an awesome responsibility to raise them with faith and intelligence, to help them grow in mind and body and spirit. But all of that is undergirded by the very presence of God through it all. I know, you know, we got that God is bigger than our conceptualization of God as Him or as Father, but still I take comfort in understanding God to be my Father, our Father in heaven. Because as a Father, that overarches everything. And anything that I do, anything that we do falls under that. Now, it's an awesome mystery, this presence of God in our lives, who we experience, you know, God as that very one who made us, that very one who calls us forth and sends us out, but also that very one who picks us up when we falter, who saves us, who finds a way through the most difficult circumstances for us to travel. That's what a Savior, a Messiah does, leads through. But more than that, God is the very lifeblood. God is the very air we breathe. God is our wind. God is our fire. Last week we celebrated Pentecost, which is the birthday of the church. But it's also the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit, which is the very power that we have, the very strength. It is our very breath. There are so many ways that we can describe the Holy Spirit, just like there are so many ways that we can talk about God, none of them in and of themselves complete. But it's a mystery. And this week, if you're following, it's not just Father's Day. I know on the calendar, most of our calendars say Father's Day, but in the church calendar that we sometimes follow that involves Christmas and Lent and Easter and Pentecost, today is also known as Trinity Sunday, where we recognize the mystery of the Trinity. Now, I do need to say, whenever I speak of Trinity, that this is not a way of dividing God off into little pieces. So over here is the Father piece, and over here is the Jesus piece, and over here is the Spirit's piece, and, you know, they talk to one another. And no, there is a completeness, because we, like our Jewish contemporaries, do believe that God is not a separateness, but God is a oneness. There is a completeness that we believe that God is God alone according to the commandments. But that is more than our words, our creeds can ever confess. It is a mystery that we step into. When we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, it is like the heavens are opened wide. And it is no longer about us, but it's about the universe that is the creation of God. And it is about the one who God sent in particularity, you know, Jesus sent to save. And the strength that is given daily. We have the strength available day by day by day. You know, we read the beginning story, our beginning story, and we hear day by day by day by day. And there is a sense of completeness there. And we live out of that sense of completeness. There is a cyclical nature. I mean, we seek in our lives to get sense of balance. I mean, as fathers, we are trying to hold together a job and a family and this and this and all this. And sometimes it seems like a huge balancing act. And I don't think fathers are alone in this. We're all trying to balance everything out. And to be honest, there is no way that we can keep everything in balance. I mean, some days, this weighs down heavily, and this gets short shrift. And other days, daily, it's a struggle. But it's more like a cycle that we have that is given to us from the very beginning. Walking day by day by day by day. And on a weekly basis, some ways we have lost track of that weekly cycle. That, you know, the need for rest on a regular basis. In our life, we are out of whack because we are out of cycle. But that day by day by day, opening up to the great I Am in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And day by day, as the song went, and it's a very simple one, that's why I wanted to put it into song. That's our prayer, isn't it? Every day. To have eyes to be able to see every day more clearly what God is doing. Because God is present day by day by day by day. And to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and spirit. And some days that's just a little. And some days it's a lot. Day by day by day by day. And to follow as best as we are able. Follow more nearly day by day by day by day. It's a simplicity. It really is. This life we have in Christ. It's, yes, a great commission of sharing. As at the young adult conference that I attended, there was a young woman there from New York City, the Brooklyn Church. And for her, the word that just keeps on stepping out for her is something she feels is very hard for brethren to do, is to that word go. And she, for her, she hears that word go as going to other people, not you know, holding back, but reaching out to others, not just our own children, but the children of other fathers and mothers. And simply sharing what we know about Christ. It is a great commission, but it ends as Matthew's gospel ends, with the deepest, widest, most significant promise in the entire Bible. I am with you always. Do you believe that? I am with you always. There is not a place that you can go, as our first hymn affirmed, that God is not present there. I am with you always. Do you believe that? Fathers, do you believe that? I am with you always, even in the midst of what seems to be an impossible task. And for those of us at that point of launching our children off into the world, and it seems to be almost beyond our ability to do, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Amen.